We got to chat with Yele Bademosi, the CEO of Bando Africa, which is a social payments app for cash and crypto. We got to discuss quite a lot about Bando Africa, its origins, the artistic approach, and also what we can look forward to in terms of its expansion across the continent. Take a listen. So Yele, welcome to our call today. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well, man. It's good to be here. Thanks for having me.
Yes, nice to have you. I think the last time we talked was before the COVID situation. So how are you coping?
I think all things considered, coping okay. In Nigeria here, the lockdown seems to be easing. And I guess compared to the rest of the world, not just in Nigeria, across Africa, the relative number of cases, given our health infrastructure, hasn't been too crazy. So that's one of the silver linings. And obviously, Bando has also kept me very, very busy during this period. So I've been super productive with very minimal distractions. So luckily, I can't complain too much.
All right. Great to hear that. Great to hear that. In fact, now speaking of Bando, I think we'll just get straight to Bando. I think it's been how many months since Bando launched?
I think we're getting, tomorrow make it the fifth month.
All right, great. So 5 months, it's been a huge success. You know, the last time, I think the last update was, it has over 50,000 downloads. Maybe tell us a bit about Bando, you know, what inspired you to start Bando and how the journey has been so far.
Okay, sure. I think numbers you mentioned, as usual, are, you know, a little bit behind. So we're actually closer to about, I think, over 85,000
wow, impressive
users at the moment. So we keep growing. But I think what inspired me to start Bando, so I think I've been in crypto for about since 2017, so just getting into my third year. And essentially what I'd learned for the last couple of years is that crypto is still very difficult. And we're still finding the use cases and the utility for crypto. So you have a technology that has so much potential and is very open-ended, but we haven't really found product market fit for the average user, and definitely not for the average African, right? So at the last kind of like calculation that I could get, put the number of crypto users in Africa at 1.4 million. That number might be more or less, maybe give or take a million or two. But in a continent of over, you know, a billion people, that is less than 2% of the overall population. And so for me, I genuinely believe that cryptocurrencies and blockchain and digital assets have the potential to have tremendous impact on Africa's economic development, and wanted to play a role in making that a reality. The way I think about the crypto ecosystem is we're trying to grow the size of the pie. And the more players we have across multiple countries, across multiple ideas, the better the ecosystem is. And so that's sort of what drove me to start Bando, which is saying, how do I build a product that takes crypto mainstream? And if I'm being critically honest with myself, I don't think we've achieved that yet. You know, we are a long, 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 long way away from, in my opinion, being on that journey to take crypto mainstream. So it's an exciting challenge and one that we relish to take on.
All right. I mean, I think we can agree that you are definitely headed there. Now, in terms of Bando Africa, you define Bando Africa as a social payments app. I mean, mm-hmm. what is a social payments app to begin with?
Okay. So I guess there are two words, payments. So the ability to move value between one particular user and another, right? So the exchange of value is payments. And the idea of social comes from sort of social media or social networks, wherein you act, you're connected to somebody on the network. Bundle, essentially, we provide a social graph based off your contact list, very not dissimilar to WhatsApp or Telegram, where you can send money to your friends and also anyone that you have their username, right? So you'll be able to send value to, you know, if you were on Bundle and your username was David, I'll be able to send value to you just by putting in your username, like how you search for an account on Twitter or Telegram. So that's kind of what social payments is.
All right. I also find Bando to be, you know, I like the feel. The look and feel is quite artistic, you know. What was the inspiration behind it?
Yeah. So I think, like, for us, when we were thinking about the brand and look and feel for Bando, we were always thinking beyond payments and beyond crypto. So, you know, we didn't want to build something that looked like a traditional financial services product. We wanted it to be playful, energetic, social. We all come in colorful, and that was what sort of inspired the idea. The creativity of the brand for Bundle and even the user interface and the UX and UI. So for us, you know, we looked at sort of what the products in the space kind of looked and felt like. And we also looked at products and brands that we were inspired by. And we worked with an exceptional group of people, truly world-class, and, you know, they were able to help us, you know, bring the ideas we had for the brand and visual identity into reality.
All right. I mean, even just going through your social platforms, a lot of people seem to love using the app, you know. I could pick up some interesting comments around it. You have very positive social sentiments about the app. Why do you think that's the case?
I think that we're very inspired by, like, Amazon. This idea of consumer centricism. The question is, how do you create a product that people love? The first thing is that you start with a problem. So everyone has a problem, and you try to solve that problem the best way possible. And, you know, despite sort of those efforts, sometimes you do mess up, you do screw up. And so the questions are, what do you do when that happens? So there are two key things that are involved. The one is, you know, communication. At Bando, we talk about transparency all the time, right through the company and all the teammates, bundlers, internal bundlers, and sort of like our community, we're the external bundlers, right? So we think about things in three C's. So one is our community, the second one is communications and how we communicate and the openness we have and transparency we have with our community. And then the last one is, you know, customer success, ensuring that when things do go wrong, we as a team and, you know, the alphas and volunteers and that community are able to help other bundlers through that. So I think for a lot of people, that's sort of what they love about Bundle. And we always remind ourselves of those three C's: community, customer support and success, and communication.
All right, great. I mean, I know that you also run MicroTraction and you've been a director at Binance Labs. Would you say your experience working there also influenced how you build Bundle? Because a first-time user of Bundle will quickly realize this is a very unique app. It's very different from what you generally get as a tech app. Would you say your experience there also contributed?
Yeah, I mean, I think two things. One is, you know, from pre-MicroTraction, actually, I was involved in a number of projects. Myself and a couple of friends, we're building apps and websites for non-technical people and apps that we loved. So going into venture, I always had like a passion for products and for design. And I think probably one of the value adds I was able to add to our portfolio companies was, you know, just product thinking and product strategy and you know, thinking about ideas that would make your product better. And so MicroTraction and inevitably, you know, whilst I was at Labs, helped me work with awesome founders who are solving problems across, you know, financial services, crypto, healthcare. And I've just been able to take that experience into Bundle. And I also can't play down the importance of sort of, you know, working at Binance and engaging with some of, you know, world-class product developers and seeing how a world-class decentralized network, although people still think Binance is a company, but I think about Binance as a decentralized kind of coordinated network of people building one of the most impressive companies that I think we've seen in tech. So yeah, I was able to take all of those experiences and sort of put that into Bundle. And you know, when I look at the team that we've put together for Bundle, I genuinely believe it's a world-class team. Every single individual at Bundle brings something unique, something different. And you know, I always joke that I've not met, I think the number is going up slowly, but I've not met more than 60% of my team members of the team at Bundle. We all work remotely, and it's just really awesome to sort of work on a product like Bundle with like a really group of awesome individuals. But yeah, I think it's all of these things put together that helps us do what we do. But it's still very, very early. You know, we are nowhere close to where we want to be.
All right, great. Okay, now something else I also noticed about the app is also you even features that tend to be also serious. You introduce a very unique security system. Again, it was very innovative, very creative. Can you maybe talk to us about that as well?
Yeah. So I think, you know, for crypto has to be finances, and is value that people are very attached to. And so we always want to make our product a lot more secure, but at the same time maintain that level of simplicity for the average user. So for us, it was really about thinking about, you know, how do we introduce security or make users feel the product and the app that they use and love daily is secure. And so in quite a lot of thinking within the company, I mean, there's some ideas that I had and the team pushed back and said, yeah, there are better ways to do this. And luckily, I think what we ended up putting together just works really, really well. So we have a bunch of very simple, but when you think about it together as a system, is a pretty robust set of security features. From fingerprinting to face ID, using your device security to your phone number and, you know, transaction PIN. And something that we always say is that we actually do, external penetration testing for a number of things at Bundle. So we have people who look at our code base and try to, reverse engineer certain processes and things like that. You know, there are particular providers that we don't work with because we are not comfortable with, the way they handle certain things that we deem to be security risks. There are even things like, you want to withdraw a particular amount, it doesn't happen automatically, and we just ensure that, well, to the user, it's pretty straightforward, but on our side, there are checks that ensure that it doesn't just happen. So that reduces the potential loss of funds. So yeah, we're pretty, we take security very seriously, and that's something that we've learned from the team at Binance.
All right, great. I mean, you also touted a dark mode feature upcoming. When can we expect that?
So the dark mode feature is actually out. I think last time I saw, Bundle with the, with the traditional white background. Mm-hmm. So dark mode feature is out. I think for me, there's something they're working on. I don't want to give away too much, but like, I'm super excited to launch in countries that up until now weren't able to launch because of how we're thinking about our market expansion. But yeah, I think it'll be really great to have non-Nigerian users on Bundle because, crypto is global, it's Pan-African, and we want to be in Kenya, I want to be in Ghana, I want to be in South Africa, I want to be in as many countries as possible. Some of the things that we're working on in the next, by the end of October, mid-November, would be exciting, and hopefully the rest of Africa get to use Bundle and love the experience that we've tried to create for our users.
Right. Yeah, actually, that was to be my next question, because once you fire up Bundle from here in Kenya, it says Bundle coming soon. So I was like, okay, when can we expect? I mean, how soon is soon?
I would make sure that once. So I think I would give the Bitcoin K a sneak peek. So one thing that we've learned is, we looked at some of the global crypto players, and we realized that all of them had one thing in common. That is, they were crypto to crypto. And that meant that they were able to launch in multiple countries, regardless whether they had a team there or not, right? So initially, we structured Bundle. Everything was tied to fiat to crypto pairs or being able to convert crypto to fiat. But essentially, what we're doing is allowing you go from, BUSD to Bitcoin, US, and whatever, other assets that we support. And this can allow us to launch in countries, even though we haven't yet, done the fiat pair yet. But obviously, we're going to also add the fiat, fiat channels into these countries over the next couple of months as well. So, I can't give a definite timeline, but I hope definitely before the end of this year we should be accepting Kenyan and sort of like other African countries into Bundle.
Right, great. I mean, we really look forward to that. Now, talking about the Nigerian market, it's obviously the largest crypto market on the continent when you compare it with the rest of Africa. Recently, SEC Nigeria, finally we got some regulation. What are your thoughts on that, in terms of the market in Nigeria and the regulation and what that means for Nigeria moving forward and the rest of Africa?
Yeah, so I think, there's been a lot of chatter about the SEC memo. I'm not sure if we can say, this is what the regulation looks like, but I think it's a step in the right direction when you have a little bit more regulatory clarity than what you had before. So for us, we have an idea of who the regulating entity is going to be. We also know that crypto is not going to be banned in Nigeria, and the SEC is trying to formalize the space and protect investors and users from scams and bad actors.
Any thoughts or opinions on DeFi and if Bando Africa is looking at venturing into that space?
Yeah, I mean, I think, whilst our labs have been in, looking at DeFi projects before the space began to heat really up, we definitely have some ideas around DeFi. It's a little bit different than what some of the things that we've seen to date. And there's some interesting, primitives that some of the newer DeFi projects have created. But we won't rush. I'm very, very inspired by Apple. In that Apple is never really the first to do something, but when they do it really well. So we will definitely be something that we'll look into next year, around sort of like credit, low interest credit and loans for our users using kind of like their crypto assets and, having, I don't want to give too much away, but yeah, we'll definitely look at that and, it'll be exciting to see DeFi, on the continent in a way that solves real problems.
All right, great. Your advice for crypto and blockchain entrepreneurs on the continent? Yeah.
So I think for me, what I would say is build. Africa is perfect for crypto and blockchain. We don't have the same regulatory overhang or overhead as the rest of the world. And we can do a lot more beyond speculation. It's very difficult to achieve, but I believe that it's one that we can do. We need more builders. We need more builders. We need less talking. We need less kind of like infighting, and let's focus on solving real problems and change the continent for the better. And if you're doing anything interesting in the blockchain space, feel free to reach out to me on Telegram or Twitter, and we'll love to chat. Thanks very much, David.
All right. Thank you so much, Yale, also for joining us. We appreciate it. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right. Thanks, Yale.